This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome to the Happy Times.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
Are you going to sing that next intro?
Hell no.
You're gonna do it right now.
Welcome to the Happy Times.
Now I'm going
to
cut that and put that for the next like 20.
You have royalties.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sam and Monica. Introduce yourself, guys.
Hi, guys. My name is Sam Patterson, and as you can tell by my accent, I'm from England.
Hi, I'm Monica Gardner. As you can tell from my accent, I don't have a cool one. I'm from New York.
Yeah, but you can't really tell from your accent.
I know. I don't have a New York accent.
I feel like it's kind of like neutral, your accent, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's not like your mom's like proper like New York,
and also like
coffee and water.
Your parents have one. It's really funny.
They do.
Yeah,
I've never even noticed.
I've noticed 100%. And Liz like puts it on. Liz,
I gotta take the dog for a walk.
Yeah, like
I don't know how she got that accent. She didn't grow up in Brooklyn or anything.
Yeah, like depending who Liz is hanging around, she puts on like a different accent. Like because she's got like a classy boyfriend right now, she's got like a classy accent, and she wears like classy clothes. But like last time, like the last boyfriend was like not as nice.
She
talked more Brooklyn and wore like, you know,
combat
went in
boots.
Yeah, like
dyed her hair
boots
purple.
And, yeah, oh, stuff like that.
I love this. I didn't even have to dig for the tea. You just gave it. That's awesome. So you guys are known for your long distance relationship.
Yes,
that's like the main thing, I guess. Right.
Yes.
Are you? Do you not want to talk about it?
No,
we can talk about it.
Good, because that's all we have. So how old are you guys?
So I'm 23.
I'm 22. And we met when I was 18.
Yeah, and I was I 19?
You were
19,
yeah.
Or was I 20?
I think you were 19 and you were going to turn 20.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
About 3.5 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot of money.
Why did you answer like that?
Yeah.
No, so I was in a long distance relationship, spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Where was your girlfriend?
Florida.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Damn, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Wait, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
You're allowed, yes, 100%.
Fuck yes.
Oh, God.
As much as you want. No, it's very expensive. I don't think people understand that. There's, like, a price tag that comes with relationships in general, but long-distance ones, it's insane. Yeah. But how far is that?
3,297 miles, to be exact.
Yeah, we just got a new apartment in the UK, like, 4 months ago, maybe.
Yes, maybe
so. So it's probably, like, a few miles difference now. But,
I mean, it doesn't exactly. An estimate of 3,297.
Do you guys live together?
Basically, because we're not citizens of each other's countries, Monica can't stay in the UK for more than 6 months a year, and I can't stay in the US for more than 90 days at a time. So was it the same with you and your girlfriend?
Yeah, I know everything. I'm just going to ask, like, we're playing dumb.
Yeah? So it's just, it's a bit of a pain. Like, we've got an apartment in the UK.
Yeah.
Which I live in pretty much full time, obviously, apart from when I'm over in America.
Mm.
And Monica, you spend as much time over there as you can.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it doesn't exactly compare to actually living together and having a home together and stuff.
Like, I can't leave my stuff at the apartment. I have to pack it and then pay extra at the airport because it's always overweight.
Yeah.
So it's like not even my apartment.
You just have to.
Like, I feel like I'm paying towards it, but it's like not my apartment because it's like I can't stay there.
You don't keep clothes there.
No, I can't. I have, like, 5 pairs of socks.
Yeah, but she steals all of my clothes anyway, so
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
But, I mean, we kind of... you know, we're kind of fair about it because obviously you kind of spend a lot less time in the apartment than I do. So yeah. We kind of work it out financially so that you're paying a fair amount less than I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fair. So yeah. It's kind of, you know, you're paying for the time you spend in the apartment rather than the whole thing.
When was your last trip there?
I just got back. What was it?
Like a week ago?
Literally, I think like a week ago I got back. I was there for 2 months.
Mm.
2 months?
Yep. I went on Christmas. I arrived on Christmas Day.
She arrived on Christmas Day. Yeah.
On Christmas Day and then left literally like a week ago.
Yeah, she was actually going to come like a week before, but so we're actually...
How often are you guys apart?
Actually,
like never.
Yeah, no, genuinely, we actually probably spend like 4 or 5 months apart out of an entire year. Like we're actually...
Yeah.
You know, we say we're in a long distance relationship, but we actually spend more time together than the majority of relationships do. And it's working online that kind of enables us to do that, which is kind of perfect.
I don't know how we would do it if we had a full-time job.
Oh, 100%. If we were like in an office 9 to 5,
you'd be in totally different stages of your life.
It just wouldn't work. Whether somebody's like, whether you're there and it's not long distance, if you're in a different stage of life, it just doesn't,
exactly.
It doesn't match up, right?
100%.
So when you guys started dating, did you keep it to yourselves or did you go public right away? But I guess that was 3 years ago.
Like, we were talking for 2 months before we actually met, because, like, we were talking online.
But we never kind of got serious when we were in, like, the talking phase,
did we? Like, really flirty.
Yeah, because we never thought we were actually going to meet. It was just, like, you know, I was talking to this cute girl online kind of thing. So her friend introduced us, and, like, we met through a group Skype chat. So she, obviously, my friend Josh, which I think you know. Do you know Josh Jones?
Maybe. Sounds a little familiar, but...
He got really badly injured mountain biking, so he said he knew you because you were talking about your hockey injury to him.
Oh. So. Oh, mate. Well, there's dogs here, by the way.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, basically, Josh and Emmy are, like, really good friends, and so we're all, like, really good friends.
Yeah.
And so Josh was talking to Emmy on Skype, so Emmy added in Monica and Josh added in me. And then, basically... Monica and I kind of just got talking, and then we got each other Snapchats off Skype, and we were just like Snapchatting each other, and you know, just kind of, you know, kind of getting closer, flirting a bit.
Never ever thought I was going to meet him. Like, what my friend sent me a picture of him, and I was just like, literally, you know, like, what's that movie in Neighbors where they're talking about Zac Efron? It's like they put him in like this machine to make this perfect man. Yeah. Like that's what like I was saying to my friend. I'm like, that is like my dream guy right now. I did not think I was ever going to meet you. I actually said to her, I'm like, make this guy love me. Like, how do I get this guy to love me? Yeah, I was like, how can I get this guy to like actually like pay attention to me? Because I didn't think he ever would. And then 2 months later, I went to the UK. You met up with me.
Yeah, and that was kind of by accident as well, because Monica was originally flying over to visit her friend Emmy that introduced us.
Yeah.
So Emmy's Australian, but she goes to university in Scotland. So when Monica booked her flights, they didn't realise that Emmy had exams at university. So Monica arrived in London, and Emmy was busy in Scotland doing exams. So Monica was like, right, I'm just going to get a hotel in London for like 4 days. And she said to me, she was like, hey, Sam, do you want to come keep me company in London? I was like, hot American girl, hotel in London.
Okay, nothing happened, first of all. I'm just going to clarify that.
No, nothing
did
happen,
the way
happen,
you just
actually.
Worded that, nothing happened.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was always on the cards.
Oh,
So I was like, hell yeah, I'll get a train down to London. So I think I kind of made it sound like, oh, yeah, I can be in London easy, like as if it was like
You're like, yeah, I don't mind, I'll come to you.
Yeah, no, actually, it's like a 3-hour train journey, but I was just like, you know, she's really hot, so I'll come.
Thank you so much.
And then, so we spent 4 days in London, and then we flew off to South France for like... 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think
was it? And I asked her out when we were in South France. I was just
I think it was
girlfriend.
The first night that you asked me out. I was like, wait.
Hold on.
I know.
How long did you guys know each other before you asked each other out?
We were talking...
Like five days.
But like we were talking for 2 months, but then...
But
we
were just like
for
flirting.
5 days. On the 5th day, he asked me out.
Yeah, so we spent 4 days in London. And then so on the 11th of October 2015, we flew to London. Well, I got a train, she flew to London. And then on the 15th of October, we went to South France and I asked her out on the 16th. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, did you know what you're signing up for?
I had no idea. I don't think even you meant to say it. I feel like it just came out.
Yeah.
Because it was just like so
random. It's definitely
random.
An in-the-moment thing, right?
Yeah,
oh,
it was like
100%.
On the beach, so it was like really romantic.
I literally...
You're like there, you're like, fuck, I think I have to.
Yeah, no, I literally like, I genuinely decided that day that I was going to ask you to meet my girlfriend. Because that, do you remember I asked you out for dinner? And you're like, yeah, guys, we're going out to dinner. And I was like, no. And you're like, do you guys all want to come? And I was like, no.
It's like a whole restaurant.
I didn't know.
I'm paying. No. They're not coming.
Yeah, then he asked me out, and then...
And then, so after South France, we went to Amsterdam for like a week or so.
To relive the Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, so like neither of us like do drugs or like drink or anything like that.
Not the cancer part.
Preferably not the cancer part, no. So we didn't like go to Amsterdam to do like the drugs and drinking and red light districts and all that kind of stuff. We went there because Monica's obsessed with the Fault in Our Stars. And yeah, they went there on their Make-A-Wish trip, was it?
Yeah. So we went to the Anne Frank house, which, by the way, is nothing like it was in the movie.
No, so it was probably not. It was really disappointing, wasn't it?
I was so upset.
Really? Yeah. I mean...
You can't even go in the attic.
Okay, true.
It was literally like...
I did enough climbing, though. There's a lot of stairs. Yeah. That's good.
There is a lot of stairs.
Yeah. I was really fine with it.
I just love how every single cafe has Nutella. Like, I'm obsessed with Nutella.
Really?
I don't like Nutella.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. And it's a beautiful city, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah. No, when I went there, I didn't know that the red lights meant red light district.
Yeah.
I was like, that's funny. That should mean this. And then I see, like, boobs in the mirror.
Do
like,
you what know? Whatever. There's a show there where there's a woman who literally, like, is on a stage. And
sleeping
she,
with.
No, not even that one.
Oh, my gosh, the
and
ping
she,
pong.
And
the
she
ping pong?
Pops ping pongs out of her...
downstairs.
Thing.
Oh my god. And there's like live sex shows, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my neighbor said they went to one and it was just... You either get them like when they're first starting or like at the end where they're tired. You know what I mean? Because they're doing it for like an hour or whatever.
Oh my. So at the end they're just kind of doing it
for a minute. At the end they're just like, they're sweating. It's just like not
good.
Who
wants to sit there and watch that?
Do you think it's in the policy that it's like no masturbating during it or something?
I think actually no, because they were talking about it and you're only allowed to be in there for I think 5 minutes.
Right.
And there's like there's stuff. There's certain stations if you want to go alone.
Oh
apparently.
God, that must be so dirty.
Anyways, that's not
what I'm anyways, anyways. Get onto that.
But yeah, so we spent like a week in Amsterdam and then we flew back to Cheshire, which is where I live in the UK. Mm-hmm. We spent I don't know, like almost a month there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks. And then she went to Scotland.
Did you not have a return flight?
Nope.
No, she booked
just
a one-way.
Had it open. Yeah, I just had it open.
Yeah.
And then, this was at 18?
Yeah.
Yep, my first trip
her
flying
parents
by
were
myself
very
outside the country, yeah.
Were you in school? No.
Not at this time, no.
Oh, okay.
No, you were working in the restaurant with your mom, weren't you?
Yeah, that's what I IHOP.
You working in IHOP. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, peace out,
I'm
going
to
go.
I'm like, I'm going to go like to England to meet someone that I have no idea if it's even real. So,
and then
he's real.
Yeah, thankfully he was real. He was not 88.
So then,
89.
When did you guys start your YouTube?
We started our YouTube. So we kind of we had our own individual YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
I never took it seriously though.
Yeah, we never
it
really took
like
it seriously.
Yeah,
and we've kind of been doing that kind of seriously for about a year or so.
Yeah,
and then about 6 months ago, we started up a relationship YouTube channel. Called Sam and Monica. Yeah, thanks to David.
David told us that would be a good idea. We're like, oh, I don't know if anyone would want to watch us like
it's
be
really
cringy.
It's really trendy. Right
yeah,
now.
And then he's like, you know what, hop on that. So then we did it.
And yeah, it was. We got I think 10,000 subs in a week. Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh,
in
that's
the first
crazy.
Week. Yeah.
It was, I think we got 2,000 in the first day, 10,000 in a week.
It's pretty fulfilling, right? Because wait, when did you start your YouTube channel, your personal one?
I actually started my YouTube channel in like 2012 or something, and
yeah.
I posted. I literally started it because I was like the class clown in school.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember Bass Hunter?
No.
He was like, all I ever wanted was dude. It was like proper like EDM, like
okay,
Swedish,
yeah.
Like bassy kind of dance music.
Yeah.
And like basically, I was like a proper class clown, like a prankster in school.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did, like for my leaving assembly, like when I was in sixth form, which is like I was like 17 at the time.
Yeah.
Was my friend George and I, we recorded this like lip syncing cover of Bass Hunter in penguin onesies, and then we like played it throughout the whole school. So I put that on my YouTube.
I feel like everybody has like their lip sync.
Don't
phase.
Even go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
Harry and Taylor Swift.
Oh my god, the Battlefield one where I put on my brother's uniform. My brother was in the military, so like I put on his uniform. I went in my backyard like with his real gun.
This was
I
two
was
weeks
doing
ago.
Like, why does love always feel it? And I was like rolling on my back.
That was YouTube. That was a good old day.
Oh,
that
god.
Was fun.
But
so
I think starting like a new channel and then seeing that there's new possibilities for new things, it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I would, like, because it's so scary to step out of your comfort zone. Like, you've been doing, like, you started in 2012. When did you start?
Probably around the same time.
I say I started in 2012. I put up one video in 2012. And
yeah.
Then
no, I created
like,
my channel in 2012 too, but I didn't, like, start.
Yeah.
Until, like,
yeah.
Just, like, for every now and then I'd post a video.
Yeah. I posted a What Makes You Beautiful cover. by One Direction. I wanted to be a singer at the time. And I'd like that. Harry Styles hair, and I did like a flip hair. You know when it says, you know when you smile at the floor, and then I like smile at the ground. The way you flip your hair, and I flip my hair.
I was like
the musically kid of YouTube.
Little did you know, I've actually seen that video, and that's how I found you.
You're kidding.
No.
I was going to say, you're not telling me on this podcast.
Been a subscriber since day one.
Since 2012.
So yeah, I put out that, and then I actually started like making videos kind of weekly in, I don't know, late 2017, I think.
That's awesome. And you don't find that the new channel is like too hard-hitting on your relationship? Like too toxic?
No, I think it's actually really fun.
Because you have to find that like happy medium of, hey, this is business, because it's business now.
Mm.
Hey, this is business. Hey, this is personal.
Sometimes I'll get like a thought like, are we doing this just for a video or are we just doing this like just because? But that's like what we try to stay away from. We don't want to like do something just for a video. Like, we actually film, like, that's why I feel like...
You mean you're not going to get a dog or get pregnant for...
Not yet. Oh, okay. A little bit later, when we have more
That's when our views start declining.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know, I just feel like sometimes it's like, is this real or is it not? But then I think about what we always say. It's like, we're not going to put on a front just for YouTube. Like, we're not going to... You're not going to do something just because you know it'll get views. Like, you just vlog whatever.
We kind of vlog, so basically, the kind of stuff we're putting on YouTube, we were doing it in our relationship before we started filming it.
Yeah.
So, like... I don't know, it was one of my YouTube videos. You know hibachi, like Japanese food they make it in front of you? I dressed up as a hibachi chef and flew over and surprised Monica. So like we like rented out this room and like she sat around the table with her parents and her sister, and they were like, they obviously knew about it. So they were recording secretly.
Yeah.
And I came in and pretended to be her waiter, and obviously she was crying like crazy.
In every single video.
But
how often do you guys surprise each other?
I've surprised you... 3 times.
Yeah, I think I've surprised her 3 times, but we've only filmed like 2 of them for YouTube because we were doing it before we started filming, just to kind of be cute and romantic.
It's really key. I know that, like, especially for LDR, it's really, really key just like keep the spark.
You know what? I think I watched your video when like 6 months ago, maybe slightly longer ago, when we were just thinking of starting up a relationship channel and we just started kind of working with Press Play. And Dave was like, "Oh, check this out!" And it was when didn't you go and surprise your ex girlfriend? You randomly one day packed up your bag and flew to her.
Yeah,
I watched that. Yeah,
and the night before, I bought a flight and just flew.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
There was another one. I surprised her at like graduation, and I didn't want to make a big deal because she asked me to prom, and I said no because I feel like that's personal life. Like that's your own little thing. You grew up with these people. Don't invite somebody like.
Okay,
that was like her thing, and then but I found like graduation was more like family, like so I flew to that and I just stood in the crowd.
Yeah.
Aww. Did she cry?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I cry every video.
I mean, if she didn't, I go for the cries. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
You would leave if she didn't.
The
cry.
Mean greet yesterday, we didn't mean greet, and then someone comes up to Monica and
oh my gosh,
and I'm like, let it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to cry.
I thought you were yelling cheers
cheers, cheers.
Yeah,
because I thought you were saying. I felt so bad.
I thought you were saying cheers at first because cheers in the UK means thanks. So I was like, why are you yelling thanks all the time? But you were going tears, tears, tears.
I don't know. I like it when people open up about their emotions.
No,
like,
it's such I literally always cry. Like,
it feels good when someone comes up and cries.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think, like, because so much perfection is on social media, whether it's fake or real, like, you know, using Facetune and, like, filters and all that kind of stuff, people feel like they've got to kind of be perfect and happy and live this perfectly happy life all the time. And it looks like all these, you know, like Alexis Ren and Cindy Kimberly and all of those like kind of perfect people on Instagram. It looks like they live the most perfect, happy life possible. So I feel like that kind of makes people think that they have to be happy all the time. They bottle up their emotions and then it all comes flooding
out. That's why I made that video I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
You recently posted one.
Because I was just like, I couldn't take it anymore. Every time I'm on Instagram, it's just like all these Facetune people and everyone thinks like that's what you have to look like or else. Like they all look the same. I don't know about you, but they all look the same.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of got caught up in it. Like I started like editing my pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I edited like, my pictures to try and look like that too. Like, why am I doing that?
I was like, oh, my nose looks too big in this picture and like my top lip is like really small and stuff like that.
The thing about Instagram, you won't post a photo you don't like about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people are like, oh my God, you look so good, you're like, I know. I posted it. Why would you post any other?
100%.
Right? So we're doing it to ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, I posted two pictures. I posted a picture today and I posted a picture yesterday and I took them both down. I wasn't feeling, you know, when you post a picture and then you like, you get a comment and it's just like, it's not it. And then you just don't want to deal with it, but you keep it out because like, oh, I need the likes or whatever. I need this. I was like, screw it. I don't like this. I just got a bad vibe and I just took them down.
Oh, good.
But like, there's so much that we put into this like fake life.
Yeah,
I know.
100%. And like I was saying, I kind of got caught up in it, and I started like face tuning my pictures, yeah. and like editing my nose, and like I've always been insecure about my top lip, and like my forehead's kind of big, and all that kind of stuff.
You're white.
And like, there we go. And but then, yeah, I kind of realized that nobody looks like that in real life. So
no.
I think I did like a post like a couple of months ago saying like, yeah, from now on, I'm never going to face tune a picture because it's just, I don't create a false sense of perfection.
I face tune for like, and I face tune like the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, match my theme. Right. Yeah.
Oh, I do that 100%. That's like I whiten the background and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes you get that yellow light on the teeth and you're like, eh, no. Yeah. Glow up real quick. Okay. So back to the, I want to know, this is the stuff I want to know. When you brought Sam home, did your parents like have any faith in it? Because at first you guys were like, oh yeah, let's date. Yeah, this is going to work. What did your parents say? Were they say something to please you?
What, no, like when I first went to UK, I didn't say I'm going to like meet this guy. Like they knew about Sam. Yeah. They met him on FaceTime and stuff. But I didn't say, yeah, I'm going to like see like what happens with this guy.
They wouldn't let you out.
Yeah, I don't even know what they would do. But then, I don't know, because I met his parents first, because I went to his house.
Yeah, yeah, so she came, because I was living with my parents at the time, this was like 3 years ago, and so yeah, I was like 19, I think I was 19 at the time, wasn't I? And yeah, I was living with my parents, and I think I told them like a week before, I was like, yeah, I met this girl, we've gone to South France, we're just in Amsterdam at the moment, we're going to come back and stay at your house if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I had like a big bedroom, a double bed, and all that kind of stuff, I had enough space for her. They were really kind of chilled about it. They didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't like make her sleep in a spare bed or anything.
No,
like
I'll
that.
Never forget a text that your mom sent you. No, it was like at dinner, and you texted me saying that your mom said that she hoped you would fall in love with me when I went there because she wanted you to date an American girl or something.
Yeah,
like she wanted you to like. Fall
so
in
my
love with
my
me.
Mom as soon yeah as soon as my mom heard about Monica, she was like absolutely in love, and like literally my mom loves Monica more than she loves me right now.
No,
No, honestly, like yesterday I was looking at Monica's phone and my mom texted her about 10 times with a bunch of different videos and stuff because my sister's boyfriend's mom just opened up this like doggy daycare place.
Yeah.
And obviously Monica's obsessed with dogs, so mum was texting and sending all these videos and stuff. And then she just sends me a single line. She was like, we went to Josh's mum's doggy daycare place today. It was fun. I was like, I know. I watched the videos.
No, like,
I saw all the texts.
Thankfully, like, both of our parents are super supportive, but I feel like at the start, both of them are probably like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well,
like, I don't think they thought it would last at all.
My mum was, like, super supportive right from the start. I think my dad kind of, he takes a more kind of logical point of view, and he's like, look, you're not earning much money. You know, like when I first actually flew over to America, I flew over to America in November 2015. I went into my overdraft to fly over. I was like broke, but I was like, I really believe in this relationship, so I'll do it. So I literally went into debt to fly over because I was making no money. I just started my first business up. So I think my dad looked at it from that point of view. He was like, you don't need to be flying over this much, because I was working with him as well at the time. So he's a property developer, and I was finding plots of land for him to develop. And so he was thinking, like, obviously his business is going to suffer because I'm not going to pay much attention to the business. He was thinking, like, obviously, yeah, distractions. Mm-hmm. Do I really want to fall in love with this American girl and cost a bunch of money? I'm not spending time with him in the UK.
He's a realist.
He's a realist. So he was kind of thinking that at first.
Yeah, there's no wrong point to that either.
No.
Well, Sam was my first ever boyfriend. I didn't have a boyfriend. Like, so I think my parents didn't want to say anything, even if they thought something, because it's like... Okay, she finally.
Did you have like a classic like high school one?
Like, I had like the, that no, doesn't, I had like that, like, stupid, doesn't count. Yeah, I had like two of those.
Because I'm the same way. I had that, and my first one was like, an LDR.
It's just like those. I don't know if those count. I had one kiss before. No, two kisses before then. But that was it.
Whoa.
That's it. Yeah. That's literally it.
No, I'm kind of the same way. I was pretty late bloomer, but I did taxes. Okay, I do mind do my taxes, but
I just like, submitted them annoyingly.
2 years ago, I was doing them, and I keep every single receipt, and I was tallying it up, and I was like seeing how much money I spent on flights, on hotels, any purchase in Florida because I knew why I was here, and it was like over 20 grand in a year.
Yeah, oh, I'm not joking. I've wrote off so far this year. So the tax year in the UK is from April the 6th to April the 5th.
Mm.
So obviously it's coming up in like just over a month's time.
Yeah.
So in the past 11 months, I've spent, I think, £19,500 on expenses, which is like, I don't know, 35,000 Canadian or something. It's ridiculous.
Gross. It's disgusting. Yeah.
It's hopefully.
But it's the hotels, flights, like everything really adds up. And obviously, and even just like, you know, when I'm staying at Monica's, I want to take her out to dinner. I want to take her parents out to say thanks. And, like, we want to do all these fun things in New York and everything like that.
Yeah, do you guys have a normality to it all? Because, like, there's a point where it's like, oh, okay, I flew all the way here. Let's go do something big. But you kind of – you've done it all.
It's kind of like we literally just work. Yeah. Like, we just work all day, film, and that's it.
Yeah.
We don't really do anything crazy. We eat out, like, every day.
Yeah.
That's, like, the most exciting thing we
start
do.
Start cooking.
Yeah. We can. We try.
We try.
We can't even wash dishes.
I can't. I really can't.
You dishwash this for a reason.
Don't yeah. Worry. I mean, I do need to get one, but I'm moving out of the apartment in like a month's time or so.
Yeah.
So I'll get one in my new house because I'm looking at buying a house at the moment. So I'll get one in my new house, but yeah, until then, like literally, I'd been living in the apartment for like a month or so.
No wonder your expenses are 19,000 pounds.
We spend so much money on
it's
food.
All food.
That's like the only expense we have is food.
Actually, that doesn't even include food because I can't write off food as my expenses.
That's true.
Which is, it's crazy.
It's literally just flights and hotels.
Literally flights and hotels. And yeah. But we both run a business together. Yeah. So it's kind of fair that I do write them off on expenses because a lot of my clients are American.
So what do you guys do then? So you're business partners now.
Yeah.
This relationship. What do you do to separate it?
So, I don't know.
To separate it?
Like, what do you do just for you? You say when you get together now, you just do work.
Oh, like, well, like our favorite thing to do is eat. Chocolate and eat. Watch movie. Yeah, literally just eat.
Yeah, I think we'd rather Netflix. Do that than like go on nights out and stuff.
Yeah, we don't like to party. We don't like to like. We don't do drugs or anything. Like,
I've got nothing against it, and I kind of
drugs.
I have a lot against.
Well, I mean, but no, I think like drinking and stuff. Like, so the drinking age in America is 21. I think Canada didn't you say
Canada,
it's like
18
or 19?
18 or 19. Yeah,
yeah, and it's 18 in the UK as well, which obviously means everyone actually starts drinking a couple of years before.
Yeah
like 13.
Yeah. So by the time I was like say 22, so I haven't drunk in about a year or so.
There are dogs playing. We are not abusing any animals.
Yeah, they're playing under the table, guys.
They're fighting a bone.
But yeah, by the time I was 22, I'd been drinking for like 6 years. And I used to be the kind of F-boy that did it like, you know, twice, three times a week. And I'd go on nights out and try and pick up girls. And obviously this was before I was dating Monica.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And stuff like that. And I just kind of got sick of it because I was doing it so often. It just didn't become fun anymore.
Well, I had my first drink like right before I was 21.
Really?
Yeah, I might at 18 when I went to the UK because it was legal there.
See, I didn't even go for that because I was watching my friends drink and they were just like, I'm the bartender now to my whole friend group because they cannot make a drink because I watched them growing up and they would like pour like four gulps of vodka and
wait,
then like
that?
A little Gatorade, two shots of vodka. It was literally that. And then they're like, "Do you want some? Like, take some." And once somebody like peer pressures me into something, I get mad and I say no, and then I piss them off.
Well, that's
I
good.
I try to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. It's good and bad, but I just don't fall for it. Boys. But,
by the way, guys, this is Teddy. He's 3.5 months old, and Bandit is 1.5 years old.
They're
fighting
over one bone.
They're best friends.
What is
the manager's dog? So, okay, Sam, guys are very different, very upfront about relationships. Like, my guy friends, if they don't like a girl, they have a bad feeling, they say it. I'm sure girls like it too, but I wouldn't.
Girls just
don't
listen.
Girls don't listen. Now, do you have a lot of guy friends?
Yeah, I've got
what did your guy
friends
think about the relationship?
Well, I don't know, because I think a couple of them fancied Monica at first. So that's kind
you
of
awkward. You always think that.
So did your dad, apparently.
Yeah, I think he did.
No one fancied me.
She's like, oh, stop. The same
I know all of them did, but.
Stop. I mean, I reject them every day. They still message me, but it's fine.
No, I think there actually was one that did, though.
But, no, I think the majority of them kind of accepted it, but I think a lot of them thought, you know, wait, this is my friend here. We used to hang out like we do currently hang out like every day or at least a few times a week.
Yeah.
And he's going to be going off to America for like 4 or 5 months a year. So I think in that kind of aspect, they were kind of, well, not mad about it, but kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
But
on
the other hand, they were kind of happy for me because I was happy.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
Like my friends were like that too, especially not even like with dating was a huge thing, but also with work. I travel all the time and they have a best friend, and then next thing you know, gone for weeks on end.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah, that's why it's, like, so hard for me to make friends, because it's, like, how can you make a friend, but then you're leaving for like two months at a time, and then you come back, and it's like there's so much that you miss.
Well, but
it's like so hard to keep friends.
Yeah, but it's really important to have like that normal life. When I come back, I don't want my friends to be like, okay, you're back. Like, we have to like go do something, and I'm like, this is gonna happen multiple times a month.
Yeah.
It's not. I just want to come back and just have a normal life.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
And that's like that's a big thing with the long distance relationship too, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can't always go big.
Yeah.
What? 100%. That, and we actually had to have kind of an awkward conversation last year about it because Monica was kind of acting. I kind of felt like you were acting like whenever I go to America, it's kind of like you kind of felt like it was a vacation for me.
Yeah.
So you'd get mad if I'd go off to the library and get a bunch of work done.
Yeah, I felt like
or,
I wanted to make his trip as like memorable. As
yeah,
possible.
Or like if like we didn't go out for dinner or lunch every day and stuff like that. And I kind of had to sit her down last year. And I was like, look, like this isn't a vacation. This is our life, and we need to kind of.
It's
spend
like
our
weird
days
to
working.
Think that. What did he fart?
Oh, no, so he definitely shit. Like that's out of his body.
Oh no.
I don't smell.
Just don't move your feet.
I don't see anything.
Oh.
It's like you tasted it.
I know. Oh my
you
god.
Saw your mouth.
This entire
thing. My nose is blocked, so I literally can't smell anything.
I don't smell or see anything. Oh my god. Oh my
is it there?
God. No, I smell it now.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely
just awful.
Oh, no. Oh, David, can you smell that? Just wait. Just watch your hair and wait.
David just
pooped. Yeah, that's why he's grinning.
Oh man, yeah, that's real.
I can't smell it now.
So speaking about shit, I want to talk about the shittiest part about your relationship.
Okay.
How many times have you guys almost broken up?
Honestly?
We haven't.
I don't think we ever actually almost broke up.
No,
I don't,
really?
There's definitely been times where people have tried to break us up.
Yeah, like at the start of our relationship.
Literally, one of my questions.
Really?
I want to know whether it was like your guy friends or exes or family.
No,
never
like,
exes.
Never exes.
Never. Okay.
I mean, sometimes, so like some of my guy friends at the start of a relationship were kind of mad because it was like, oh, my wingman's taken, so I can't go and, you know, chat up girls with him and stuff like that. But I mean, I think they quite quickly got used to our relationship.
Yeah.
Especially considering the majority of them were Monica's sister as well, so they kind of saw it as a way in.
Yeah.
But
no, there was like girls on Twitter who would be like try and say like, oh well, he was talking to me before he started talking to you. Like he ditched me for you, and it's like a 13-year-old. Yeah. So I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, that happened. But it's like a lot of people that were jealous that we were dating, like tried to like break us up.
And you guys are pretty vocal about your past too. I heard you were talking about like one of your, I think it was one of your exes or a girl you were seeing, and you're pretty open about it too.
Yeah,
and you were comfortable with it.
Yeah, we've talked about like
there's no jealousy there.
Yeah, no, there's no jealousy there. And I mean, I guess it's kind of it's because it was, you know, my last ex girlfriend, I broke up with her. Well, we broke up maybe 4.5 years ago or something.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's so far in the past now. That
it's
just
important to talk about it though.
Yeah,
it's important to
have
that.
And it's the past for like a reason. Like the past is the past. So it's like I can't get mad over something you like someone
like
you dated or something.
One of my exes, like I still obviously. You know, I haven't ended any relationship, I don't think, on a bad...
Are you friends
like,
with all your exes?
I'm not, like, friends with them, but, like, we're kind of civil with
each
other.
You don't hate each other.
Yeah.
I met one of them when we were shopping, then we ran into them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But it's like, you know, we never, like, message or anything like that, but we're, like, we still follow each other on social media.
Oh,
I'm
the same way.
We keep up to date with
There's
our
no
lives
bad blood.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
it was important. It was somebody in your life. That was an important part of your life.
Well, exactly. And there's no point kind of cutting out that whole kind of you know period of your life just because you started a new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like kind of if you start a new job. Obviously, I'm not relating you to
taking
job
away your
experience.
Yeah,
exactly. What do you think about? So talking about that, what do you think about when people finish a relationship, deleting all pictures from social media?
I think it's like a proper cleanse. Like I think you have to go through your classic stages of the breakup of like hating the person and. It's just at the end of the day, if it was like a healthy breakup, if it was just like, hey, this is just not working, I think then it can you can keep those pictures up and you can do all that stuff. I still have pictures up, but it's so much work to go back and delete it all.
Oh,
I'm also not, I'm not mad about it,
but
I think if there's like a cheating in there, then I think that's,
that changes it completely,
That's right, but I don't think it's unhealthy to have stuff up and... You know, and if somebody can't handle, say you can't handle a picture of his ex or whatever, then... That's a you problem at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trust problem, isn't it?
It's 100%.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys talk every day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked
every
day. For, I think I worked it out. Like, we talked every day for, like, 1,200. I think I worked it out, like, a couple of weeks ago for an Instagram post.
Yeah.
And it was like, we talked every single day for 1,297 days.
Now,
But it's not like a lot. Like, especially when we're apart, it'll just be like a few texts a day.
Yeah, it'll be like, we rarely text. Like, the only time we actually text is like about business.
I was going to say, like, the healthiest thing is to do is FaceTime.
Yeah. And we FaceTime for like.
Like, whenever you're getting ready for bed, every time he brushes his teeth, it's like a routine. Every time you brush your teeth, you FaceTime me and then.
Right, because there's a time difference.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Then I'm like having dinner and he's like going to bed. Yeah.
But I think that's one of the keys to a kind of a healthy, long distance relationship. You've got to kind of stay in touch and know what's going on in each other.
But how do you find that happy medium of not talking enough, like the lack of communication, then the overload?
Well, I think it was like trial and error, because in the beginning we would talk like every hour.
Did you ever get mad and
day.
Just be like, stop, I'm having the same day, like stop asking?
I've kind of got to that point sometimes, like especially in the past, like, and I kind of put it down to me being Monica's first serious relationship. Like, I had relationships, girlfriends, stuff like that before Monica, so I was kind of used to it a bit more. But at the start of a relationship, you had quite a lot of trust issues.
Yeah.
Because it was like you said, girls on Twitter saying bullshit.
Girls
at the end
were
of the
trying
day.
To bring us up every single
and
day.
And obviously all of it was fake, and I kind of proved all of it was fake to you. And stuff like we had this one time where a girl said, "Oh, Sam keeps Snapchatting me."
Yeah, we were watching a movie at my house. It was when you were at my house, and then my friend was like, "Hey, you might want to ask Sam about this." So I was like,
"And
what
she was
is
like,
this
oh,
about?
He keeps like trying to chat me up on Twitter and like DMs and
so
all that kind of stuff."
So he gave me his phone.
So
I went through his phone. There's nothing.
Yeah, I took out my phone. You could see she'd been messaging me, and I was ignoring it.
It was she's like, "Hello," and like sending question marks because he wouldn't answer.
Yeah,
it's like that all
Internet,
the time.
Internet's scary.
It really is.
It's so scary.
But stuff like that. But I think. You know, at the start of a relationship, especially when we were apart, I kind of felt sometimes like, you know, I'm on my own now. You know, for example, like when we were apart and Monica's in New York and I'm back in the UK, I felt a lot of the time like, right, this is my time to really kind of knuckle down and get a bunch of work done now. And then Monica's FaceTiming me every half an hour and trying to like, you know, you were trying on clothes in a store, you wanting me to kind of get my opinion on them. Or, you know, even if it was like work related, or you're like, oh, what should I do for this YouTube video? Or a bunch of things like that. I'm like, honey, you need to figure this out for yourself because I can't be there for you all the time.
Yeah, you just had to be honest at that point.
Yeah, so we had to be honest. And we actually had to be very honest with each other very early in the relationship, didn't we?
You have to when you're in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, it won't work.
We had to talk about kids. Like the first night, I think we talked about, hey, how many kids do you want in the future? And where do you want to live in the future?
Because at the end, like you said, like you spent like 20, 18 grand on flights and hotels and all that kind of stuff just in a year. So if you did that and there was a possibility that it kind of wasn't going to work out, or a large possibility that it wasn't going to work out, then there's no point, you know, following it through, is there? So you have to work out very early on, like literally in the first kind of couple of months, few months, like, you know, where do you want to end up living together? How are we going to do that? How am I going to get a visa? Yeah. Or
like if he didn't want kids, like this wouldn't work.
Like what age do you want to get married? What age do you want to have kids? What do you want to do for a living? Like,
and if you wanted to live
things.
In the UK as well, like I don't want to.
Where do you guys
want to
live?
In the UK.
Florida.
So that's good.
And I mean, we've had to make compromises. Like I wanted to live in the south of France originally.
I wanted to stay in New York.
Why do you have to settle on one? Why don't you do it all?
Well,
I mean, you can, but like we have a house
We'd need dual citizenship, and it just gets very complicated. Yeah. Obviously, two houses and all that kind of stuff. I think I'd rather just kind of have a home base where we both enjoy.
Like you just want to live somewhere hot, and I just want to live in America. So it's like we were like, okay, where can we go? And then we just found Florida, and we both fell in love with Florida.
Yeah,
where in Florida?
We're looking at either Sarasota on the West Coast or West Palm on the East Coast. So we need to kind of check out both of them.
Yeah.
And
go visit right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to do.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, buddy. Let's take this podcast on the road.
So you guys seem... that sounds so bad. You guys are pretty happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen you guys in a fight or anything. But when there's like that sad moment where you want to see him or you want to see her, what do you guys do?
FaceTime
and like
we've got kind of a few ways of staying in contact, haven't we, to try and be creative, like
we have online dates.
Yeah, we have like online dates, so we both make the same food, like
we'll have mac and cheese.
We both love pizza, for example, so we both like make pasta like on FaceTime at the same time.
Did you hear that? Do you get mad at that?
What,
when he says pasta?
Pasta.
He goes pasta.
No, but Americans pasta.
Now I forget how
pasta.
I say. How do I even say it?
Pasta. Americans say pasta.
Pasta. It is pasta. What am I doing?
I say pasta.
Now everyone's saying it so much that I don't even know what I say. Pasta. It's
everyone
pasta.
Always gets mad at me. So to hear you say it like somewhat similar to my side, I'm happy.
Wait, what do you say? Pasta?
Well, I emphasize it now and just piss people off. Say pasta.
Pasta.
But we'll have like little online dates where we'll watch the same movie at the same time, mm-hmm. or...
Yeah, we'll cook dinner and then watch a movie at the same time. Or, do you remember Club Penguin?
Of course.
We used to play Club Penguin.
I got banned from that.
You did?
Got banned from it. Of course. I started swearing at people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we would meet up in the Club Penguin
room. I was like going around to the other penguins and asking them to strip for me.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's cheating now. Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, we do. Obviously, that's closed down now, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Club Penguin. But yeah, we used to, even when we were like 21, 22, like we'd go on Club Penguin just to have like snowball fights and like play tic-tac-toe.
We still would, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah, and stuff like that. But it's just a way to kind of keep the relationship alive.
Yeah.
So what's next for you guys?
Next is, well, like I said, I want to buy a house. So yeah. I've just put an offer on a house in the UK.
Now, question. Why in the UK if you guys want to move to Florida?
Because I've started up a new business that's very kind of location based in the UK.
Yeah.
So until I sell that business in 5 to 7 years time, I can't move out of the UK.
So that's the time frame?
Yeah. Yeah. So we want to move to Florida in about 5 to 7 years. At that point, I want to get married to Monica and then get settled.
So then you're able to move.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm able to move. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because he can't come here now.
You can't go there.
Yeah, really. I can only say that 6 months out of the year, which is annoying.
But I mean, yeah. We'd honestly probably be looking at a shorter time frame if I hadn't have started this new company, but yeah. It's just kind of, it's life, isn't it? You've got to make a living at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Are you guys allowed to talk about the big project that you just worked on?
We're not allowed to really kind of talk about it yet, but yeah, so what I was actually saying probably about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Monica flew over on Christmas Day this year. She was actually going to fly over a week before, but we had to cancel her flight last minute to work on this kind of project.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we can... I don't know when we can talk about it.
They're working on something...
I can't say.
It's something fun.
Yeah.
It's something really fun that people are going to be... Everyone's going to be able to see.
Yeah.
I think it'll
yeah.
pop up as like... It's going to be an ad. It's going to annoy the shit out of people. It's definitely going to pop up as like an ad and people are going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's something to do with social media.
And when we say it's a big project coming, it's actually a big project.
Yeah, it's not like
when we were like, oh, big thing's coming.
And then they release a photo on Instagram.
Yeah. It's not like that. It's like actually something really fun.
All right, well, we're wrapping up, so where can people find you online?
People can find us, so literally just search Sam and Monica on YouTube, and then all my socials...
And then
socials,
Sam and Colby will pop up and then go to the second one?
Yes, we're most likely. Sam and Monica, yeah.
It's the better couple, basically.
No, they're not even
there's,
dating.
There's the tea I needed.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. Sam and Colby, if you listen to this, just give us a shout-out.
No.
No, don't. But no, so yeah, that's our social media. That's our YouTube. But for my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that kind of stuff, just I, Sam Patterson. So I wanted some kind of techie, so Sam Patterson was taken, so I just put the letter
Apple.
I put the letter I in front of it.
Mine's
techie.
Just my name at Monica Gardner. Mine's boring. Mine should be at, what is it, yours?
I'm Monica Gardner.
I'm Monica Gardner.
Well, soon it's going to be Monica. But you know, she started signing stuff Monica Patterson now.
Well, that's what my future name's going to be.
I would have thought it would freak me out, but actually it's
going to be.
I don't think that's necessarily legal.
Well, no, it's
no, like signing. So, like, no, well, like,
when she
not
orders
like food,
she orders it to Monica Patterson.
Oh, yeah. I draw little pictures there. I'm not used to it. We use the machines in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Machines for what?
Like, they bring us, like, the debit machine or whatever, and we do it ourselves.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
they do
the
that there.
That
not in here.
See,
though.
Here, I'm like, whoa, okay, math, hold on one second. I'm going to just add this up to make it even.
Well, do you do the same? Like, say, like, if a check at a restaurant comes to, like, $36.54, do you work it up to 40 and you're like,
100%.
Wait,
well, granted, if it's, like, reasonable, if it's a good tip.
Yeah.
I'm a big tipper.
Do Canadians, they don't tip, right?
Oh, no, we tip.
Oh, I thought that Canadians don't tip.
No, it's just on the machine. So it's just like you want to tip like 18, 20, whatever percent. And then you just click the button. And then that way it's 10 times easier for people to tip.
Yeah, we should start
because that option like pops up before anything.
You know what? The tipping culture in the UK is so different. Like when Monica and her parents, when her parents first visited the UK, because they came and met our parents in August 2018. And it was really, really fun. We kind of did a tour of Europe with them. We went around like...
We brought them to Paris.
Yeah,
yeah,
Spain,
they don't like tips,
Germany, Monaco, Italy, Nice, Paris, UK, all that kind of stuff. And like everywhere they were going, they were leaving like $20-$25 tips at all the restaurants.
We're just so
and
used
all
to
the
it.
Restaurant people, like all the waiters, were loving them, and like yeah. like people were giving them like free badges and like pencils and pens and like all this kind of stuff to say thanks for tip. But it's just normal in yeah. their culture.
Well, yeah, because they're like, I'm working the job. This is what I'm getting paid to do. I don't need to like, get tipped for it.
I was a waitress. Yeah. I never made less than $180. Like when I walk out, and that's like not even with my paycheck.
Whereas waiters in the UK make like $50 a day, maybe.
Yeah.
It's kind of
it's insane.
It's crazy, like the cultural differences, even though the UK and the USA and Canada.
That's why
is
I think
so
they like me when I go to the UK because I always tip so much. They're like, wait, tip?
They love you for the money.
Yeah, exactly. They're fake.
Anyways, guys, let's wrap it up and
we're gonna
film a Let's Get Uncomfortable soon.
Oh God!
Sometimes
let's do it.
We'll do it.
I'm already uncomfortable.
We'll see you guys over there. Well, thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
No, thank you very much for recording it with us. It's been really fun.
Thank you, Bandit, for pooping. Woo!
Someone's licking my foot right now. That's a great time to leave. Okay, bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.